All right. What was your question? Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry.
So tonight is the first game of the Stanley Cup last round. The Sabres went from, I'm sorry to be like this and sort of drag this out because it's really not necessary. The Sabres went from a 14 consecutive years of not being in the playoffs to division title in the hardest division ever. And then game seven overtime of round two. What's a good year next year? Does it have to be better? Does next year have to be?
No.
What does next year have to be?
No, next year does not have to be better to be considered a good year. I think if they are a contending for the division, like they're not squeezing in the eighth spot, right? They're not in danger of fall. If they're like a top three team in the division, I think that's a good year. And then the playoffs are like whatever. You know, it's hockey. So I am not going to judge whether they had a good year or not. To me, the most important thing they can do between now and the beginning of next season and then even into the start of next season is look like what we saw for 5 months is real. We've got one of the best teams in the league, and we are going to be that again this year, and that'll give you some hope that, you know, this window will last as long as Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power are excellent, or until Tage Thompson ages out and you have to find a way to replace him and, you know, all that he does for you.
I think that's still a ways off.
If you get a season where they're that level of team, then I think to me that would be for me good. And then, you know, whatever else happens once you get to, you know, mid-April, you know, start flipping coins.
What if they start 11-18 again?
We're going to not panic.
Right? We can't? Yeah. We're not allowed to?
We're not allowed to panic.
Guys, there's 53 games left. Remember last year?
A lot of time. Maybe they'll fire Yarmo. I mean, you just can't.
Just to light a spark?
Right. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's a little humor for you.
Imagine if that happened.
Yeah. So,
well, I don't know.
That's what I think.
I think we've, not speaking for everybody, but we had a blast this year, partly because we had no idea that it was coming. So we got this unexpected joyride from them that lasted into mid to late May, and meaningful games in March became a relic, a thing of the distant
became
past.
Became meaningful games in May.
And then it was May, and like, okay, well, this is, you've heard this before, you'll hear it again, final five teams left, you know, like that's not really a thing, but yeah. Every other series was over, so they were one of the final five teams. I just wonder what this year does for next year's expectations, because there's really nothing not to like about their setup. And that makes me think that the bar is pretty high. And it's not a team that has any real consistent, don't laugh, history of success. Mm-hmm. The years we've pointed to, whether it's 06, 07, or 10-11, because that was their last time in the playoffs, were both fleeting experiences, different leaders, and, you know, again, short. You have the Hasek years, and that's almost even too long ago to matter, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's different owners, different...
Very different leagues.
Just not a different coach.
Right.
Somehow they have the same coach.
There is that, yeah, with an interruption, but yeah.
But I just wonder... I'm you know, up in my chair for next year. Like, I'm ready for it. I want to know the schedule this time. Who are we starting with? And, like, what are the, whatever it means in hockey, like the premium dates and just all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a team where, so the Lightning or the Panthers before this year, these teams that are perennials, Colorado, Carolina, even Vegas, like easy division, mm-hmm. but these perennials, I sort of like to pick at how the regular season doesn't mean anything. Because you know you're Chicago in the Kane and Taves days. You know you're good. So what's the point? Are we playing? Is home ice important? Is something other? There's no bye week. There's no, like, it's really just that. The matchups are not that different depending on where you land. Look at the Sabres this year. How many points did, did Boston have? 98 points?
That's definitely true in this division. If the Metro's a little bit different.
It was this year.
Carolina had just fantastic fortune to draw Pittsburgh and then Philadelphia.
Ottawa.
Excuse me, Ottawa.
No, and we didn't want to play Ottawa.
No, that's right.
We liked Boston more than Ottawa as an opponent. Like, that even didn't matter.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. What are we supposed to do with next year?
I think kick
our feet up?
I think expectations will be very high, which is why I think, being realistic about it, like, you got to go win the division or you know, something's wrong. I just think that's nuts. I mean, it was so close this year, it'll be close again. I think if you're in that mix, top three, you're not really worried about the wild card fight. You know, maybe as the year's going on, you're like, boy, this 2-3 looks like it'll be really tough. I'd really like to be able to pass that and play a wild card team like I did last year. Like, if we're talking like that in February, then I think you've had a good year. I'm not going to say it's a great year, because a great year, I think, would be building on what they did last year, but I think that's very hard to build. Building on 109 points is nuts. Like, you're going to have a hard time doing that, you know, statistically anyway. And I think it will be, like, I think Florida will be back. Montreal ain't going anywhere. I think Ottawa, kind of the same thing. We'll see about Detroit and Toronto. Detroit was looking like Buffalo and Montreal for most of the year, and then they just fell off a cliff in March and April. They just disappeared late March and into April and just wheezed to the finish line. The division, I think, is set up. Tampa, I think, is still going to be loaded.
They're not old yet?
I don't think maybe yet. I don't know. I feel like they've pivoted effectively enough.
Hagel.
Like, Point.
Kucherov.
Kucherov is still prime, I think. You know, Hedman is maybe the biggest concern you'd have there with the way this year went. But nonetheless.
Radish.
I think, Radish is a free agent.
Good.
Well, we'll see. Look, somebody's.
Do we want him? Free agent idea of the day.
I don't. No. Okay. I think somebody's going to give him $11 million because of all the goals he scored this year. And then when that gets cut in half, they're going to be like, wow, good contract. I don't know. We'll see if he can. He's a late bloomer. Maybe he'll keep going. But
I like it.
It's a one-off year. He was nobody before this year began.
Well,
and now he might be poised to become the highest paid defenseman in the offseason. Like, in free agents, I don't mean he's going to go to the top of the – he's not going to make more than Makar or even Dahlin probably. But, you know what I'm saying. He'll be the guy in this class that gets paid probably because of all the goals. So I think the division is just going to be really – it'll probably be the best division in the league again.
Would you take third right now?
That's very tempting. I don't think I
– 803.
I don't think I want to, but it's tempting. No, I got to say no. Because I think I can still – you might have asked me that in February.
I'm in the playoffs next year. I'm yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Right now, I'm yes. They're that good? I mean, all the Greg Wyshynski conversations about shooting percentage who knows if they have a good goalie. Like, every year, it's just the Wild West in net. I think I would take third right now. You wouldn't.
I don't think I want to, no.
I'm in.
Much like I know I'm in, and I'm saying that qualifies as a good year, but I'm closing myself off from a great year, and they may be capable of a great year.
Respectfully, there's no good or great year in the regular season in hockey. Like, it's all about what happens after that. So, what's Vegas? I mean, really, these teams, what was Montreal? They were third in the division, right? Just, I don't know. Sign me up.
Yeah, well, home ice is not – we're going to have a hard time convincing people that home ice really matters. Because
we went 2-5, and our building is rooting for the other team.
And they lost Game 7 in overtime at home. So that's tough.
Didn't we talk ourselves into for like 30 years that starting on the road is better?
Yes, we did, when that was all we had. That's absolutely right, we did.
I don't know.
We did.
Give me third next year. Give me third in the Atlantic right now. I guess I want to experience it, but I would take it. You would not. Interesting.
I think I want to roll. I want to roll the dice and hope for better. But it's one of the best times you've ever asked that question.
Oh.
I think, because I'm already telling you, I think top three means you've had a good year, And so what, you know, I'm, if that were to be the outcome, I'd be happy because I think they would have had a good year.
You just want that first game against whoever at home, and I don't know why that means anything.
Yeah. Like,
it's just, you know, we're just sitting with this for the first time.
Right. I mostly just want to enjoy, see how much difference is there being one of the best teams in the league again. I mean, Montreal was one of the best teams in the league this year. They finished 3 points behind the Sabres. Do they have 106 or maybe, whatever they had? I don't remember the numbers.
Sounds right.
That was one of the best teams in the league, and they finished third. So I know you.
It is 106.
I have a feeling you could probably press me into.
I can get you there.
I think you could get me there. I think you could get me in that car. I'm driving off a lot in that car. I'm pretty sure.
I think every team in hockey should take that deal.
Third in their division?
Yes. Home teams win 54% of games. Do home teams in this playoffs even have a winning record? I don't know. Maybe not.
Boy, through like midway through round two, they did not.
I was keeping track of it. At one point, I think it was 32-37 or 32-35. And then, I mean, Vegas romped, Carolina romped. It probably didn't really change. I'd be pretty confident in saying that I think home teams have a losing record these playoffs by a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
I think Next year has to be the same thing.
I think that's probably right. So, yeah.
And, you know, we're the problem.
Because we want it too much?
No, because we went 2-5.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. I see. We contributed to that.
If Sabres gone 5-2 right. in the playoffs, then maybe that's different. But there's every reason to like the future and even the near future. Maybe even more the long term than the short term, with
That might be right.
20 to 24 year olds.
That really depends on what happens in the next, you know, 6 weeks or so, because and not so much the draft itself, but what action takes place around in and around the draft, as far as trades go, and then free agency. What ends up being the verdict on Tuck? You know, what happens there, and what have I done to replace him, if anything, effectively? That is all just there for them to figure out. And I think even without Tuck, you can, provided again, moves are made. Every time I see something from a Draeger or whatever, if the Sabres come up, it's like, well, they were aggressive in March. They'll be aggressive now. So we'll see what the trade market looks like with that. Why the sigh about that? Aggressive?
No, it's just because, like, you know, you mentioned an insider's name. Like, telling them that.
Okay.
And don't they all want to tell them how aggressive they're going to be? Like, I wonder what the last 15 years of insider tweets have read like in terms of the Sabres. Oh, this is the year they're going to go after it. I'm not sure that's right. It's a broad brush, I admit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see first. I know that Vegas... The thing we have to figure out how to do is get into the Pacific Division. Vegas had 30 regulation wins. Washington had 37.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to pull that off.
They weren't even in.
Right.
Washington has the card to play that there is a state in the West named Washington. Like, they could actually maybe get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're that much closer.
37 regulation wins, Vegas 30.
Yeah,
LA 22.
Weren't there like maybe five teams in the East that outpaced both LA and